Yesterday at this time, we had a little update that the Michigan Department of Transportation is looking for people to name the snowplows.
Oh, yeah.
In the state of Michigan. And this is already being done in the southwest corner of the state. They've already started engaging that. And they're actually encouraging schools and other groups kind of have some fun and submit names. They have to be family friendly. While we had the link up on yesterday's Morning Team page, I'll even put the link up on today's page too since we're talking about it. And what they'll do is they'll take all the names submitted and give them to each of the region's directors, and then each region can decide on their own names. We know that, like, on the other side of the state, they already have names such as Sir Salts-a-Lot. I like that one. That was one of the names. Also, they have Plowasaurus Rex, Snowbony. And I was looking at the page this morning and a couple of other plows that are out there on the southwest corner because they're out there salting, you know. They have Little Snow Peep. And they have another plow named Snowbaka.
Snowbaka, huh?
So,
along the lake effect areas, maybe you want to call one Snowmageddon.
Hey, again, submit the names. Davey came up with some several good ones yesterday. Yeah. Davey was just rattling them off yesterday. I was like clueless. I had no. But now, of course, I've had time to think about it.
Oh,
oh, you have a list. Some. Okay.
Well, I just got a couple suggestions that, you know, trying to find something that might be appropriate. In fact, I kind of modified one of yours because you had what you said greater.
Greater Nation?
Greater Nation, yeah. I thought, you know, maybe we could adapt that for our particular area.
Oh, okay.
Well, we can have one called the Greater Lakes Bay Region.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
See,
there
we could actually identify one for our region.
Right.
So I modified that one that you had, and I submitted that one. I also submitted another one. I thought to myself, now, what's representative of this region? What is there a particular way that we could identify? And, of course, one of the major names in this region that's all over the place. In fact, maybe perhaps MDOT could get them to put a nice diamond on their plow and could name it the Herbert H. Plow.
Herbert H. Plow. There you go.
After the founder.
Yeah, there you go.
In fact, you could do the whole family. You could have Grace Plow and Alden B. Plow.
Yeah, right.
The whole family. If you want to. But that would certainly capture the region.
Yeah.
All right. And so that was a couple of mine for this area. Now I kind of expanded my reach. I thought to myself, well, maybe up north, because everyone always mispronounces it anyway. Well, at least not from this state, anyway. I mean, it's obvious. You have to call it Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. There you go.
I mean, because everyone says that right, doesn't know any better.
Right.
Okay. And
Sault.
And then for those in Washtenaw County, here's a suggestion for you, especially for Ann Arbor and the legendary namesake of a football coach. We'll call it Snow Schembechler.
Ooh.
There you go.
Yeah, the Gaylor, they could use a 45th plow allow.
Hey, there you go. Hey, see? See how much fun that is?
We've got to come up with one for the Zewaukee Bridge. There's got to be something we could do with the Z Bridge. Yeah. It's a tough one.
Oh, greater snow, salt, winter, snow. There's something. That's what you see. And if not us, some clever listener.
We'll come up with something.
More clever than we are. Again, we'll put a link up on this on our Morning Team page, and you can have a little fun with that. And I'll put both links. Again, you have the naming link, and then you have where if you go to the map and you hover over the plows that are out on the roads. Right now in our area, for example, we have some plows out, but they're all they list is maintenance vehicles. Mm-hmm. And this is why we're going to give them the name. Have a little fun. Okay, so if you have a clever idea, please make your plow name known. Now, I don't know if you get anything or any kind of recognition. They ask you to submit your organization's name.
Oh, okay.
You know, kind of like if you're doing a school.
Okay.
I submitted WSW Radio. See if we get some kind of credit or anything like that. I don't know.
But they should give credit, right? You think. I mean, yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't see, when I hover over like that Southwest Michigan plow, all it says is Snowbaka. It doesn't say why. It doesn't say who submitted it. It just gives the name.
All right. So.
But we'll know. We'll know. And we have the evidence of the broadcast then.
Right. Bavaria Blade.
Yeah. See, very good. See? Anyway, just wanted to do a little follow-up on that and tell you that obviously I obsess too much on some of these things.
No.
Hey, it's a little fun, you know?
Well, yeah, if we can have a little fun by having it. I don't know if they have... Do they put these names on the plows? I mean, if you're out on the road, are they going to have it like
maybe they will.
Sign someplace?
You never know. Eventually, maybe they will.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
And if a plow's reporting in, I mean, I don't know what they do. If they're calling in to like the home base or something like that, they, you know.
Oh, use the moniker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I used to do with CB radios, yeah.
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 For example, out there, you imagine me driving in. Yeah, I'm out here in Sir Mix-a-Lot. Or, I'm sorry, Sir Salt-a-Lot.
Salt-a-Lot.
I'm here in, you know, I'm in Snowbaca. Where are you?
We need snow out in this area, though, for these guys to get.
Yeah, I mean, doing some salting, a little plowing, but haven't been as plowed as other places.
No, that, right.
Have needed be.
And some people are probably happy about that.
Yeah, it's the old, for those who love the winter weather, you're. Want more winter, and for those that don't, they're enjoying what we've been having so far, right. Which is a little here in the Great Lakes Bay region.